The list of Alaskans with notable adventures is long, but Lowell Thomas Jr.'s accomplishments are impressive by any standard. A former 12-year state senator and lieutenant governor, an author, filmmaker, and world traveler who visited the Dalai Lama and desert nomads. Thomas has logged more than 10,000 hours flying, much of it in a single-engine airplane with his wife, Tay, as his navigator. A new book, co-authored with Lou Friedman, chronicles Lowell Thomas Jr.'s amazing life and is out now, just a few days before his 90th birthday. Lowell and Tay tell us with so many adventures, it's tough to pick a highlight.
The one that comes to mind right now, just I don't know why we were talking about it, just amongst ourselves, was the time that we were flying our own airplane, a Cessna 180, in Africa. And we took the first pygmy who'd ever been up in an airplane, took him up with us, and he just had a ball. He loved it. And so that was something to really remember over the years.
The trip that the two of you took around the world for your honeymoon, tell us about that. What year that was and what kind of a plane you were in, because it seems like that was long enough ago that seems like a pretty monumental trip to take, to go around the world in a small plane. Tell us about the logistics of that and how long it took.
Well, that would have been back, what, in about 1951 that we took off on that trip?
No.
54, that's 19. Right.
Actually, it wasn't a honeymoon trip. It was 4 years after we were married. We had... We traveled ever since we were married. We traveled a lot, but it was always on airlines. And we got tired of airline flying and got tired of seeing big cities all around the world. So?
Well, we wanted to have this personal adventure of flying around the world as much as we could, but also to make it pay off in the end, make it our work. So it was a fine combination. And it worked extremely well. We spent most of our time in Africa, as I recall. And in our own little plane, we didn't go all the way around, did we, dear?
We went across the deserts in the north. And then we went through the jungles in the middle part of Africa. And then up again to the deserts. And my father knew Charles Lindbergh, and so we thought, well, we'll go talk to him and get him some advice from him as to what we should and shouldn't do with a little plane in that area of Africa and the Middle East. So we went up to talk to him one night, and he was very interested and urged us on, but he said, just one thing I want to tell you, don't spend too much time over water.
Seems like sound advice.
In a single-engine plane, yeah.
Well, that sounds like an amazing trip. How about some of your adventures in Alaska? What are some of the most memorable trips that you've had flying right here in the state? As you, of course, well know, the weather can change very, very quickly. Things can go from great to very serious and scary in a big hurry. Mm. So what are some of the things that you've experienced as a pilot here?
Well, I think flying climbers on and off McKinley in some of the other big mountains, those are some pretty thrilling moments, more so sometimes than others, depending on the turbulence and the weather. And then flying out over the Arctic Ocean, that was always a thrilling thing to do in a single-engine airplane on wheel skis and landing on some of those ice floes. And, oh, gosh, it's hard to remember all the great times, but flying on and off the mountain glaciers, really, I think that was probably the most thrilling part of the flying experience I've ever had in Alaska because the hazards are so great, really.
Well, it's hard to imagine with such a full and amazing life that there would be anything left on your list, but are there things that you just didn't get to in that busy life, either here in Alaska or somewhere else, that you really wanted to do?
Sure, I'd like to land on the moon. Oh, there are plenty of things that we miss doing, but we were lucky to do all those that we did.
A celebration of Lowell Thomas Jr.'s 90th birthday will be held at the Anchorage Museum tomorrow. His book, Lowell Thomas Jr., Flight to Adventure, Alaska and Beyond, is in stores now.